We are waiting for our God to come, waiting for Him to come into our lives and heal our broken hearts, waiting for Him to come into our homes and mend our broken families, waiting for Him to come into our church and renew our faith, waiting for Him to come into our world and reconcile everything to Himself. We know that He is coming, but the first reading from Isaiah gives us a glimpse into how we wait. We wait with feeble hands, with weak knees, and frightened hearts, because the pain and suffering of our everyday life can make us feel tired, helpless, and worn out. In those times, we may be tempted to give up and live in sorrow and mourning. But I am here today to tell you, hold on. Our God is coming, and He will save us. When He comes, our hands will be strengthened, our knees will be made firm, and fear will be replaced with peace. However, our faith reminds us that our salvation is communal. Our salvation calls us to be with each other. We hear in the Gospel of Luke that it was the friends of the paralyzed man that brought him to Jesus for healing. It was their faith in action that Jesus saw when He said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Hold on. Our God is coming, and He will save us. When He comes, He will say, "Rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." When He comes, our hearts will be healed. When He comes, our families will be made whole. When He comes, our church will overflow with faith. When He comes, our world will be filled with compassion. Hold on. Our God is coming, and He will save us.